Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. About a year ago, I received a phone call from a woman who her partner had died. And she had asked if I would come and do her celebration of life service. And I said, absolutely, absolutely I will. And so I want to tell you something about this woman who I never had a chance to meet, and yet she came to life right before my eyes as I heard her story. Her name was Sherry, and she lived her life to the fullest. But when I say that, she didn't live her life for herself. She lived her life for the other, for the people who did not have a voice in this society, in our world. So she used her voice to speak on behalf of each and every one of them. She took on causes that nobody else would take on. So for her, the work that she did was not just a job. It was her passion. It was her calling. And she never stopped doing it until she could no longer get out of bed. Now, let me tell you a little something about Sherry. I immediately identified with her because she received her Master of Social Work from Adelphi University on Long Island, and that's my alma mater, and I did not receive a Master of Social Work there, but it was fun to know that that is where she also went to school, and we were able to identify in something that we could connect on. Now, she went for her Master of Social Work because she was so committed to not only not, she wasn't just able to not tolerate it, but she wanted to do something about the injustice that was going on. So it wasn't enough to say that she didn't care for the injustice that was happening. She spent her entire life working to help fight the injustice. First, let me tell you about her fight for young children. She specifically focused on children who were victims of domestic violence and abuse. Children who were being hurt, harmed, violated at the hands of the very people who should have been nourishing them, caring for them, and providing them safely. Their pain and hurt and suffering actually became her pain and her hurt and her suffering. So much so that when she would go and help with the removal of the child from the home, she actually was punched in the face by the perpetrator who had hurt these children. And so as they're trying to take the two children out of the house, she stepped in between the child and the parent. And she is the one who took the punch. Well, you think that would stop her? No, it didn't. If anything, it got her even more passionate about it. And people at work said, you know, we totally understand if you just want to do desk work. And she said, no, I'm going back out there because someone needs to speak on behalf of these children. Now, she didn't just remove the children from the home. She found just the right fit with the foster parents. And then she worked with the foster parents to make sure that the foster parents really understood what the child's needs were. This is not a child that has grown up in a loving, caring, safe home. This is a child who automatically is going to have behavioral issues because of the fear in which they had grown up in. So she had to teach these foster parents how to care for these children. She knew each child by name. And her focus was that each child was to find a safe place. Not a place just where they could be treated and healed and grow, but a place where they could thrive. Thrive. That was her mission. She became a voice early on for the unaccompanied child refugees from Vietnam. I don't know if you remember that time period. 1979, 1980. We refer to them in this country as the boat people, just because there was no other term at the time to be used. And at that time, Sherry worked for Catholic Charities in New Jersey, one of the agencies that found homes for these child refugees. And she found homes for these children in the same way she found homes for the victims of domestic violence. She knew each child by name. She found the perfect fit. She made sure that the adjustment was a positive adjustment. She taught them English. She went to their college graduations. This is not somebody who just made the fit and then when they grew up, she forgot about them. She knew everything that was happening in their life as they grew up. When she came to Florida, she gave voice to the aged and the disabled, those who crimes were being perpetrated on them. They were defenseless. They couldn't help themselves. Those who were suffering from neglect. She advocated also for the sickest of children. Amazing. This woman was absolutely amazing. And then Sherry became ill. She became ill with a disease that wound up taking her leg, her knee. She lost her knee. Now, Sherry would have every right to be bitter, to complain, to be angry about what was happening to her, because she was always in pain. But instead, she gave thanks every single day that the Lord gave her another day to be on this earth. And it's almost like, well, how is it that she could do this? How is it that she could not only bear the pain that she herself was going through, but that she never complained and gave praise? How is it that she could do this? It's not the how, but it's the who. She was able to do it because of Jesus Christ. Her favorite image is the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. We know that Psalm 23. Sometimes don't we know it by heart? Which is why I had us do a different one so that you could hear it a little differently. The translation was different. Because sometimes when we hear something over and over, it's not sinking in. Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd who provides for my every need, who even when I'm walking through the darkest valley is right by my side protecting me. I am the Good Shepherd. My sheep know my voice, and I know them. And Sherry knew that. She had a bookmark that she used to do John 10 verse there. And she had a picture of Jesus on that bookmark, of Jesus holding a lamb. And Sherry saw herself as that lamb, being held safely in the arms of her Savior. And that's what gave her comfort, knowing that she was not alone. And she would speak to that image all the time, to anyone who came and visited her. When she became bedbound, she had that bookmark placed up on the mirror. A picture of Jesus was right there beside, with Jesus as the Good Shepherd holding the lamb. In her mind, when she looked at that picture, there was no lamb there. She was in the arms of Jesus. And that is what gave her comfort, hope, and peace. You know, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Underneath that picture were these words, safe in the arms of Jesus. And she prayed. Her prayer became, thank you, Jesus, for carrying me, for walking with me, especially when I could no longer physically carry my own body. And we know that, don't we? The times when not only can we not physically carry our own body, but that time when we emotionally cannot carry our own body, when we've had enough, when we feel as if the entire world is going to collapse around us. We hear those same words, I am holding you. No one will snatch you out of my arms. You're mine. No one can take you from me. You are safely with me all the time. She knew her Lord. She knew her Lord who called her by name. The same Jesus who calls us by name, most especially in our darkest hours. Whew, it's like we can hear our name out loud being spoken by Jesus. And we know the voice. You know, Jesus never, ever promised that we were going to have an easy life. As a matter of fact, perhaps we know Jesus said quite the opposite, didn't he? This is not going to be easy. Doing God's work is not easy work at all. Loving the one that others don't want to love, loving the one who perhaps doesn't love you, not easy work, is it? And sometimes we get physically altercated in the process, and we certainly know emotionally it can take a toll on us. But you see, what Jesus does promise us is that he will be with us, each and every one of us, each and every single day, never leaving us, but holding us tightly and closely. In this world and in the next, because it is Jesus who will come and carry us home when the time is appropriate on Jesus' terms. Never to fall, always to be carried, and always to be loved and forgiven. Amen. And I just realized that I didn't tell you something. Sherry was not raised as a Christian. Sherry became a Christian when she was about 26, 27 years old, and it was her life partner, Eileen, who told her about Jesus and who brought her to church. Invite, tell, and invite. And who knows, someone may come to know Jesus and know the power of the Good Shepherd in their life. Now I'll say, Amen.